Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klapones, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And since it's Sunday, you all know that I like to use the Roman Missal votive mass of the mercy of God for our closing prayers. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
Amen. So you've got a debate coming up Friday night, don't you?
Yep.
You want to tell the people about it?
Well, it looks like the moderator is not going to be able to make it, but it's still moving forward. And it's a debate with Troy Goldsmith of Aletheia Ministries out of Kentucky. And it's on the age-old doctrine of sola scriptura. Now, this will be my fifth online public debate on the subject of sola scriptura, about my 23rd or 24th debate overall. And, you know, people, you know, might ask, well, why are you debating so much on this one topic? Well, as you and I have discussed before, you and I are both in agreement that when it comes to anti-Catholicism, in whatever form that it's in, sola scriptura is the foundation. You bring down the foundation, you bring down the whole house.
Exactly. Okay. Well, let's see. What else do we have going on this week?
We've had a lot of really good stuff coming out of the four persons in the last week. Let's go over some of that stuff. It's been some really good stuff. But Bill, I'll let you go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because...
Well, Bill had two great interviews on Saturday. One is about mega saints and about this gaming platform. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it is Robex or something like that.
Roblox.
Yeah. And it's very interesting show about this this group that's making this adventure type game for youth to go into this platform, you know, kind of meeting them where they're at, you know. I thought it was really fascinating. And then he had another interview, the interview on Burnt Toast and Coffee, with a lady from Catholic Sprouts, which is an organization that tries to give young Catholic families kind of the tools that they need to kind of manage Catholic life with the young children. And it's difficult. It's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I appeared on Ken Litchfield's show, and we did a really in-depth show about Holy Week. I thought that was really, really edifying. And then why don't you talk about what Terry's been doing lately on his shows lately?
Well, on Terry's show Thursday, he talked about Colby House. And for those that don't know, Colby House is a Catholic-based halfway house for guys that are coming out of prison. And he had an interview as part of the show with a gentleman whose name I think is Albert, who has just been released, and he was talking about how great Colby House is and, you know, how he expected a real institutionalized place like prison is far from that. And it actually makes him feel like he's at home, like he's welcome there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a kind of cool show.
Yeah, and of course it's named after Father Maximian Colby, Saint Colby, and
yep.
He was imprisoned by the Nazis and gave his life to to save a family man.
Yes.
So he's certainly, you know, one of the great martyrs of our church. And I don't know if you got a chance to catch Lisa Marie Nicole's Easter concert last night.
I did not. I fell asleep. And I woke up for about 15 minutes, and then I went right back to sleep.
So her Easter concert was on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we're really expanding on YouTube, Twitter, all these different platforms. We're putting out a ton of really, really good material. And we just really got a really solid group here. I couldn't be more proud of the group that we have, all the contributors that we have, that really tackle the faith from a lot of different vantage points.
Well, and I've pretty much decided that I want to start doing this show on YouTube as well.
Yeah, and that would be great. That would be fantastic.
We all know what a fat guy praying the rosary looks like, but
well, Ken has kind of struggled with the integration of doing the video and the audio at the same time, and there is a way to do it. So me and you will have to talk off the air on how to do that. I'm able to do it with the setup that I have here, and if you have the right setup, you can do it. But he kind of does it from work and with the one laptop and the headset, and it kind of a lot of times it's been an either or proposition. It works either on the video or the audio, but not both. But he's working to get that ironed out, and I couldn't be more thrilled about all the stuff that we're doing, and we're just growing and growing and growing.
Well,
and
that's
right
a
now,
good thing.
Right now, Terry Delp, one of his latest shows, is sitting at number 9 in the Christian category. And correct me if my math is wrong, I believe that is our 14th top 10 show. Am I correct?
I believe you are correct.
Wow. And we kicked off this program at the beginning of April. Actually, it was Palm Sunday, ironically enough, which is today, but Palm Sunday was a different date last year. So we're not quite a year old. I mean, Richard, 14 top 10 shows in the first year?
That's better than one a month.
How far beyond what we expected is that?
Way far beyond.
I remember when you and I started talking way, way back when we were really starting to get some momentum, I was telling you that I believed that we could have a top 10 show before the end of our first year. That was our goal, to have a top 10 show. We've had 14. It's just astounding. And quite a few of those have been yours, so I just want to congratulate you on that. And in fact, you had one that rose all the way up to number 2, almost got up to the top spot, but didn't quite make it. But that's all right. We'll keep plugging along. We'll have another number 1. We've had one, and we'll have another one.
And God deserves to be number 1.
God is always number 1, irregardless of what the four persons does in our feeble attempt to represent him. God will always be number 1, unquestioned.
Exactly. So on Thursday, which is Holy Thursday, Terry is going to be a live show, but he has not told me what his topic is. Hopefully he'll tell me in the next day or so that I can let all you guys know.
Okay.
And then on Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Ken is going to have a live show, and he's going to be doing a show on Easter, the resurrection, and the Shroud of Turin, which affirms that Jesus did rise from the dead.
Oh, that's going to be a fascinating show.
That is. I'm going to listen to that one live.
Yeah, that's going to be a, great, great show. Ken always has really good stuff.
He does. And then on Saturday, William's show for Catholicism Rocks at 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday morning is going to be a live show because he doesn't have a guest. I don't know about Burnt Toast and Coffee yet, but he does prefer pre-recording them for reasons that are his and his alone.
Well, I mean, he's just busy, busy family man. And, you know, when we understand that, and everyone that does this apostolate is volunteering their own time. In fact, I'm not going to really be able to stick around for the saint of the day because I'm headed off to church myself. So we're all very busy. We're all working around jobs and careers and family life and, Knights of Columbus and other obligations. But it's a labor of love, and it just goes to prove that everybody's got a seed to sow. Everybody can contribute something. Maybe you can't, give as much time and treasure as you'd like to. Give what you can. Do what you can do for the sake of the kingdom.
Exactly. So since you mentioned the saint of the day.
Yep.
I'm about ready to go into the saint of the day, and this one actually is kind of short.
Well, I'll sign off on here because I got to head to church, but God bless you, Richard, for everything that you do, and happy Palm Sunday.
Happy Palm Sunday and blessed Holy Week, brother.
I'll see you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. So our saint of the day today is St. Catherine of Sweden, also known as Katarina of Vadstena, Catherine of Vadstena, or Katarina Ulf's daughter. She was born in 1331 or 1332. She died March 24th, 1381. And today, of course, is March 24th. So she was a Swedish noblewoman. She's venerated as a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. Her father was Ulf Gudmarsson, who was the Lord of Ulvasa or Ulvesa, and her mother was Saint Bridget of Sweden, known as Birgitta Burgesdotter of Fensta in her lifetime. At the age of 12 or 13, at the command of her father, by the way, St. Catherine married Lord Egert van Kieren, who was a religious young nobleman of German descent, and she persuaded him to take a vow of absolute chastity, and they both lived their lives in a state of virginity. Catherine accompanied her mother to Rome in 1349, and shortly after her arrival, found out that her husband had died. She lived constantly from that point forward with her mother, took an active role in St. Bridget's fruitful labors, and zealously imitated her mother's ascetic life, although the distinguished and beautiful young woman was surrounded by suitors. She steadfastly refused all offers of marriage. In 1372, St. Catherine and her brother Birger accompanied their mother on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. After their return to Rome, St. Catherine was with her mother and her mother's last illness and death. In 1374, in obedience to St. Bridget's wish, Catherine brought her mother's body back to Sweden for burial at Vadstena, of which foundation she now became the head, as it was the mother house of the Brigittine order, also called the Order of St. Savior. Catherine, and saint, by the way, comes from the Latin word sant or santos, which is holy. So we're not saying Jesus is a saint when we say Saint Savior. We're saying he's holy, the Holy Savior. So Catherine managed the convent with great skill and made the life there one in harmony with the principles laid down by its founder, her mother. The following year, she went again to Rome in order to promote the canonization of St. Bridget and to obtain a new papal confirmation of the order. She secured another confirmation both from Gregory the 11th in 1377 and from Urban the 6th in 1379, but was unable to gain at the time the canonization of her mother, as the confusion caused by the schism delayed the process. When this sorrowful division appeared, she showed herself, like St. Catherine of Siena, a steadfast adherent of the part of the Roman pontiff, Urban the 6th, in whose favor she testified before a judicial commission. Catherine stayed 5 years in Italy and then returned home, bearing a special letter of commendation from the Pope. Not long after her arrival in Sweden, she was taken ill and died. In 1484, Innocent VIII gave permission for her veneration as a saint, and her feast was assigned to the 22nd day of March in the Roman Martyrology. Catherine wrote a devotional work entitled Consolation of the Soul, largely composed of citations from the scriptures and from early religious books. No copy is known to exist today. As a general rule, she is represented with a hind, which is a female red deer, at her side. And that's because this female red deer is said to have come to her aid when unchaste youths sought to ensnare her. Now, let's see, there was something else. Okay. In 1484, Pope Innocent VIII gave permission for Catherine's veneration as a saint, and her feast was assigned to March 22nd. She had no formal canonization because of the schism. Let's see. All right, we're just going to leave it at that, that she had no formal canonization as a result of the schism. And that's all I have to say about St. Catherine of Sweden. St. Catherine, pray for us. And let's see. Oh, I almost forgot to point out that starting this coming Friday, which is Good Friday, we are going to start praying the Divine Mercy Novena in addition to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And I have 8 of these little prayer cards that have the story of the miraculous medal and include a miraculous medal within. They've already been blessed. To the first person who calls in every day, and it's got to be a different person each day, one prayer card per household, and the call-in number is 515-602-9655. That's 515-602-9655. And so the first person to call in right around 3:30 to pray the Divine Mercy Novena and Chaplet with me will get one of these prayer cards. And you'll have to get on Facebook and send me your address, and then I will put one in the mail to you. And that's the first person each day from Good Friday to Mercy Sunday. And Mercy Sunday, of course, is the Sunday after Easter. And as a condition of getting the prayer card, you have to come on the air with me and pray. And again, that number is area code 515-602-9655. So we got that said. And I really am looking forward to sending prayer cards out. You know, I've got 9 envelopes with stamps on them already ready to go. So let's go ahead and pray the 3 Hail Mary Novena. Oh, Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, I beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intention of each and every one of us listening, each and every member of the Four Persons Facebook group, everyone who does listen or will listen to this show. Mother most pure, forsake us not. Despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this prayer, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contritions for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy toward us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And let's see if Terry's gotten back to me with a topic yet. Does not appear that he has. And I don't know what William's second show is going to be about, but I'm sure he'll tell me. And so we're going to close out about 4 minutes and change early, or thereabouts. So my name is Richard Pettis. I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday and a blessed Holy Monday until I see you at 3:30 p.m. Eastern right back here. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God loves you all, guys.